It's time once again for Insight with Jack Stogler on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Insight with Jack Stogler is being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Jack Stogler.
Welcome to Insight on a really, really beautiful Wednesday evening. And as you probably have figured out, this isn't Jack Stogler. So Jack is off again tonight. So we are welcoming into the studio folks from the Wendoline Sports Club. We have Calvin May and Nick Bergman and Roger Speck. So how are you guys doing tonight?
Good.
Probably should just let you guys introduce yourself.
Doing good. Neil, thanks for having us come out for this.
Oh, yeah. Well, you guys do lots and lots of stuff, have some great fun events, and do things that help the community and help people and families, and have a great facility out there. And a lot of people don't really know all the details on that. So,
well, that's really the reason for our existence, is we like to have a little fun out there. But the object is to raise money, donate. We obviously, a lot of people know, we donate to the Neurological Center. That's our big fundraiser of the year.
Yes,
but we also donate to the EMS, the fire departments. We've done to individual families who are struggling. That's our goal, help people out.
Yeah, that's good. And have fun.
And have fun.
A place for other people to have fun. And it's just a really, really good thing. So we'll get into maybe how long it's been there, some of the people involved in getting it started, and how it started and why it started. We'll get into all kinds of details like that. Of course, we'll definitely be talking about the fish fries, because that's what's going on every Friday for the next, what, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, something like that. So we'll take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this and talk to these guys and find out all the stuff about Wendoline Sports Club.
Hi, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesday, you can get special prices on our famous wings and draft beers. Wednesday night, get $3 off of any of our large pizzas. And Thursday, you can get our tenderloin basket. On Friday and Saturday evenings, we offer a sirloin steak or all-you-can-eat chicken that both include our salad bar and your choice of potato and a dinner roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern for some great home cooking.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The Fort Recovery Scioto's Eyes Community Garage Sales will be held April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Registration for the garage sales is open until Saturday, March 26th. Registration forms are available from any Scioto's Eyes member, or go to our Facebook page, Fort Recovery Community Garage Sale, and download the form to your computer. Registration fees are used for advertising. All proceeds are used for community projects and improvements. Again, Fort Recovery Community Garage Sales will be April 21st through the 23rd.
No jurisdiction over us. But I still want to act like they do, because we want to get a license someday. Oops. Was paying no attention.
I was going to say I didn't hear anything.
And we're trying to get things sorted out. We didn't have the sound turned up. We were chit-chatting, so thanks for being patient with us while we were jibber-jabbering. So we're back here on Insight, talking to the guys from the Wendoline Sports Club. So want to start with what you do or how it started?
Maybe we'll let Nick talk a little bit about how it got started. He was one of the original members.
That's perfect.
I am one of the founding fathers of Wendoline Sports Club. And how it came to be about, we played probably softball on Sunday afternoons for 2-3 years. Never had a diamond. We either shared with Carthagini, Casella, different teams around the area. And then all of a sudden, naturally, we played usually for beer. Yeah. So you sat around, drank, keg of beer afterwards. And then all of a sudden, one Sunday afternoon, somebody said, How about the Wendoline Woods? The Wendels were the owners of Wendoline Woods. So they said, how about trying to put a diamond out there? So after we had maybe one or two beers, we went out there and we walked in on the southwest corner of the woods. And then they said, we think you can make it work. At that time, I worked for Cy Sweeterman Incorporated, so I had availability to equipment and stuff like that. So we walked in on the southwest corner. I said, wasn't a whole lot of trees on the south end of the woods. It was about like it is now. It probably was three or four big ones. We never did take a tree down to make the diamonds.
Wow.
Never destroyed a tree in the woods for anything we did out there. So we went in and said, okay, maybe this will work. So we stepped it off kind of a little bit. We started with the first diamond up on Diamond 1, which back in March of 74... 1974.
Been that long ago, huh?
1974 is when we put the first diamond in.
Well, you were
in.
Only six then.
I was six and a half.
Oh, okay.
You believe that? I'll tell you another one. But anyways, we started there. We had a lot of help from the community, Ben Post, Caney, and stuff like that. They worked for, Ben had the quarry. Caney worked for Bruins, so we had availability to dozers and stuff like that, and we started out that way, and Cleet Neef out and I, we put all the tile in them for all the diamonds, you know, way back then. And the first 3 years, we incorporated in March of 1977. In the first 3 years, I was president, vice president, you name it.
Yeah.
And my parents helped out a lot.
And that's good.
And so we had a lot of open air dances and stuff like that to stay running. Mm-hmm. And to start out, we started out with 100 members, and everybody to come up with the down payment, everybody threw in $100.
So that's $10,000.
Yep,
that right?
Yep. To come up with the down payment.
I'm good at ciphering.
You are.
You are good.
But anyways, that's how we came up with the down payment to get us ball whirling. So in that year, we played our first game on Labor Day weekend.
Oh.
Or our first tournament was Labor Day weekend of that first year of March of 74. Took that long to get it all ready, and we started out with a wood.
That sounds like not very long getting it ready. I'm sure it's a whole bunch of work.
It was a lot of long days for the people that really wanted to get involved, and back there we had a lot of good help and a lot of ball players and stuff like that wanted to get involved. Roger?
One thing, you mentioned that it was Wendell's Woods, and they were a big part of, you know, getting it going with Ronnie Wendell, Donnie, Bobby, Dave. Am I missing anybody? Nick? I'm not. Of the boys, anyhow. And they, you know, it was their woods, and they were 100% for it. And those guys used to, back in those days, you had the tug of wars going on.
Yeah, if you go out to the fish fries, and we'll talk about that in the hallway while you're waiting to go through line, there's those pictures of the tug of war teams.
Those guys were all some big guys. They had some good tug of war teams.
Strong guys,
yeah, but man. You know, like when we first started out, we had tournaments. We had, you know, tug of war. We had volleyball.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we had everything out there.
Yeah.
I mean, we had really big crowds, and then I was in charge of getting groups together or bands together, and I still have a t-shirt from Wetzel's. I don't know if everybody heard of Wetzel's.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But they were a big band that came from Detroit, Michigan.
Yep.
I got a hold of them 2 years in a row. They was out there, and we had really big crowds. And it was a lot of fun. And even for me right now, it is still a lot of fun. I go out. Yep. I spend a lot of time out there. My wife says I probably spend too much time, but everybody probably goes through that.
Well, if you get your chores done at home, she's probably glad for you to go up there and do something else and stay out of her way.
Well, I'm semi-retired now, so I try to do those honey-do lists when I'm during the day.
Yep. So just the grounds now, is that the original grounds? Obviously improvements, but is that the same area that you started with? Or is
we added 2.2 acres. I'd have to look. I just paid the taxes. I'd have to look to say for sure. I think it was 82 or 85 when we purchased another little bit to the north end of the woods. Because it was part of the tree line, so Yeah. You know, that we was able to purchase that at the same time, too. But now it's, I think, 12.7 acres total. Okay.
So for the main part, in to the naked eye, you'd be looking at it because...
Correct.
The grounds were all there.
Yep.
Just was... Mm-hmm. Now, when you did the first diamond, did you have a press box? I see there's a water pump there. Was any of that stuff there the first time around, or did you...
We put the... press box up on Diamond One right away. We did have one for the very first, so we did all that, and plus we had a wood fence around the first one, first Diamond, before the Labor Day of that first year. We were busting tail.
That's a lot of work.
But we had, like I said, we had really good members and still have really good members that are. You know, I don't know if it's necessary to mention, but we've never asked for any help from the government or funds or a grant or anything like that. It's all been volunteer from day one.
Yep. And
hard work.
Yeah. And, you know, you don't do it all the time, but when I get out there to the fish fries, looks like there's 200 or 300 people working. And everybody's busy, well, except for you, Nick.
I only take in the money. That's all I do.
But he gets to say hi to every person who walks in the door.
Yes, he does.
And you know, they got people scurrying in and out with the food and refilling the fish about every 3 minutes. It takes a bunch of people. I don't see who's in the kitchen. Every once in a while, I see somebody come out. I didn't know they were there. And, you know, there's probably a number. We'll get into that a little bit later, too. But so the second diamond.
Came possibly, let me think, 3-4 years after the first one.
Okay.
At first, we had probably 35-40 teams that were willing to get into our tournament back then.
Wow.
And we never had lights or anything like that. You know, we started on Friday night and ended on, like, Labor Day weekend on Monday and stuff like that. Well, back then we probably had 4 tournaments. I think it was Memorial Day and 3 or 4 of them throughout the year whatever. But we always had big turnouts. So to keep everybody happy, we just added that second diamond then.
Yep.
And back in those days, wasn't the Wendling Sports Club one of the few to have 2 diamonds?
Yep.
Yeah, there's... So, except for the Coldwater Park, I don't know anybody that has 2 men's softball diamonds. Now, some like Fort Laramie or somebody like that might have, but around here...
Back in that day, especially. Yeah.
Everybody has 1.
Until this day, we still have 1 tournament out there every year on Labor Day, and we have... leagues out there, a men's league and a girls league or a ladies league throughout the summer, so it's still being used.
Yeah, and it's you guys take very good care of it, and you have people that really actually do care about what that looks like and how it runs. So was there anything at that second diamond before you put a diamond in there?
When we start walking in that Sunday, that was probably the barest of all whatever. We used that the first 2 years for parking when we had our open air dances and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, so that worked out great for that. And like I said, I'm about sure it was 3 or 5 years when we put the second diamond in or whatever.
Yeah.
We had to build up a little money.
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, because, you know, I said, we never asked for money. We just always came up with it somehow. We was always fortunate.
That's a funny thing. Everything takes a little money.
Yes. And especially it could take a whole lot of more money if you didn't have people like you guys coming in and doing things. If you had to pay somebody to do that, you know, it couldn't possibly happen.
Like Nick mentioned, we've got a great membership. We've got a whole variety of expertise, what people do for their jobs, and everybody's willing to do their part, chipping in, and it's been great out there.
Yep. Now, so other than the press box on Diamond One, when did you start putting buildings there?
Well, right away we put the restroom up. We had a restroom. It had showers in the whole 9 yards.
Oh.
So... And that's part of the original building where it is now, where we do the buffets and stuff. That restroom's still there, and we put up a shelter house. We classified it shelter house number one. That's been probably up there since 74, probably.
Wow.
That's the one closest to
closest to the
diamonds, where we do the hamburger sales and the food sales during a tournament.
Now was that, did it always have a kitchen in it?
Yes.
I don't remember it not having one.
Yes, it always had a kitchen on the south end. Yes. Yep. It's changed a little over the years. We put different doors in it because of just of different things and stuff to make it easier and stuff. You learn by, your mistakes or however you want to say it.
Yeah, but, or just to make it easier.
Right,
even if
right.
the regional thing wasn't really a mistake,
right.
it just was something a little easier to deal with.
Right.
And as things get a little busier, you just do things differently.
Right.
So, are there, I don't know the best way to ask this, but is there a committee that's always in charge of this, or is it always a person that's in charge of, the softball tournaments or Labor Day weekend or the fish fries or the bar or whatever it may be? Is there always a person, or is it a committee that kind of floats, or is it kind of a combination of all of that?
Typically, a lot of times we try to get a committee together. A lot of times it's just a single person, and it gets a group of people to help him. And that's what, again, like these guys said about our membership, it's just great because if you're in charge of something, you just ask for help and these guys chip right in.
Yep.
Come talk a little bit about the leagues throughout the summer.
Yeah.
Wanda Jacobs and Cindy Overman are running that now, and they have a Facebook page. It's the Wendling Sports Club softball Facebook page. So if there's any teams looking to get into it, if you look that up on Facebook, you can contact Wanda or Cindy, and they can help you out with that.
So go on Facebook, and it's
Wendling Sports Club softball.
Softball, yeah. And then message him, and off you go.
Yep. He'll get you from there.
So let's say, as far as the fish fry or the softball, does the head of that committee rotate, or if somebody's there and knows how to do it, just keep on doing it? Is that?
We got usually a sign-up sheet. All members that come in there can sign up for a weekend or whatever. Mm-hmm. But like Karen Wendell more or less takes care of ordering the fish and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Beverages are usually handled. And I usually take in the money, so that's everybody just counts on me. I love doing it. Keeps my brain fresh by seeing people and stuff like that.
Yep. So that's something you do all the time. And I think Karen probably helped Ron when he was kind of doing all of that. He always seemed to be, in my head, more or less in charge of the fish fry. And
that was a big scary thing for us when Ron passed away, was how are we going to pull off a fish fry and get all this food cooked and do as good a job as what he always did, but it goes right back to, we had some members that said, I can help out this day, that day, and there's a real good crew that comes in every week and helps out with that.
And if that had happened in the first year or two of the fish fry, there wouldn't be enough people that really knew what was going on. Now that there's enough.
Sure.
And sometimes you just don't realize what a guy like Ron did, because when I go to the fish fry, he's usually sitting at the end of the bar,
right,
and just kind of watching. And Karen's doing that now, but I sit there. Well, the last two times, pretty much every time I go, I sit at the bar and kind of watch what's going on. And she'll be sitting there chit chatting. All of a sudden, she'll get up and go do something, or she'll look and see that somebody's reaching down too far to pull out a Sprite. So she runs back and she gets a thing of Sprite. You know, she's just kind of making sure things work. And that's, even if it looks like they're not doing anything, their brain is flying around and making sure things go. And those people are really important. And that doesn't count all the thousands of hours and all that stuff work just to get everything in there so somebody else can actually do the cooking and that kind of thing. So
yeah, you mentioned, you've seen Ron sitting at the end of the bar, during the fish fries. That reason was because he was there all day doing the side dishes. We always had a crew. We've got a crew of cooks as far as frying the fish.
Mm-hmm.
But Ron's big deal was all the extra side dishes for a buffet. And he was actually the instigator in that, on making that buffet as big as it is. I mean, not that we're huge, but we do. That's one compliment we get a lot, is that we have a selection.
Yeah, you don't have baked beans and coleslaw and nothing else.
Right.
Yeah.
Somebody brings their kids out and their kids don't like fish. Well, there are some other choices they can eat.
Yep.
And that was Ron's big thing.
Yeah. And Ron always had, I don't know what it was called, stir fry something. Mm-hmm. That was incredibly good.
Yeah, he'd do a shrimp stir fry, a meatless lasagna. He came up with a lot of good things.
And I don't know if I'd seen it before, but I happened to notice somebody had grabbed some coleslaw. And is that homemade? That coleslaw? It looks like it's hand shredded.
I worked in the kitchen last weekend. I did see them mixing a new batch of it. I think they mixed it all there. Yes.
Yeah, it was really good. And, you know, it's not just kind of throw a head of cabbage in, let the automatic machine shred it up. This looked like probably hand shredded, and it was good long pieces, and it was really good. Somebody had that beside me. I thought, is that homemade coleslaw? She said, it tastes like it. And I said, yeah, that's homemade. And, you know, just things like that, that nobody else would even think about doing, making homemade coleslaw for 300 people.
Yeah, by me sitting by taking in the money, I get a lot of compliments from people as they're leaving. Man, you know, everything you hear is just great. You got a really good selection.
Yeah.
Of food.
Yep. And as fast as you can cook it, it's out there. And you know, I get to sit there most of the time, and there's always food out there.
You said something about 300 people. Was it the last 2 weeks a little over 500?
Just a little over 500.
What it is? Yeah. I'm not good at guessing, but I knew there's a bunch of people.
Yep. It takes a lot of fish.
It was busy when I got there at 5, and it was, the line was still going at 6:30 when I left. So, and man, is that stuff good. I always eat more than I should.
That's what a buffet will do to you.
Yes, it is. Especially when the food's excellent. Let's take another quick break here, and we'll come back and talk about some more stuff. There's a lot of other things going on, and find out about all these other details on these other things. So we'll be back in just a little bit.
Klingtern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingternandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingtern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
When it comes to fracturing compaction, there's no taming this tiger. In both wet and dry conditions, genuine Case IH Tiger Points create a root environment that reduces plant stress and maximizes the potential for higher yields. Available at Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery, genuine Case IH Tiger Points now have 3 times the wear life of our second generation and 6 times the wear life of the original. For more information, visit Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery today.
Miracle Lanes has 2 great specials for you every Friday during Lent. For only $9, you can get your choice of an order of popcorn shrimp or 6 pollock wings, and each will come with fries and slaw. Call ahead at 375-4274, then just drive through and pick it up. Popcorn shrimp dinner or 6 pollock wings dinner, each with fries and slaw for $9. And they'll have fish and shrimp on their Friday lunch buffet every Friday during Lent. Miracle Lanes, 375-4274. The Fort Recovery Chamber of Commerce is proud to announce the recipients for their annual Citizen of the Year and Hall of Fame Awards banquet to be held on Sunday, March 20th at 5:30 p.m. Here are the recipients. Citizen of the Year, Janice Feely. Hall of Fame, Chuck Hine and Tess Kalp. The Fort Recovery Business of the Year, Wendell Poultry Service. Outstanding Community Service Award, Fort Recovery Radio Christmas Gala Committee. Beautification Awards, Ted and Allison Homan, Most Improved Residential Dwelling Award. Tyler and Kendra Toby, Residential Property Award. Pat Wendell, Landscaping Improvement Award. Chamber of Commerce Scholarship, Marissa Garkey, daughter of Tim and Julie Garkey. These 2021 award winners and nominees will be honored at the annual awards banquet sponsored by Brockman Beckman Funeral Home at 5:30 p.m. on Sunday, March 20th at the middle school auditoria. As always, the public is invited to attend, and tickets are available at any of the local banks and at Fort Recovery Insurance.
Welcome back to Insight. This time I was ready for you. You guys came back the last time before I was ready. So we're talking with the folks from Wendelene Sports Club, and we've talked about the facility, how it got started, some of the things they do. You raise some money. What do you do with it? Obviously, you put some back into the grounds and improvements and upkeep there. That's pretty obvious if you go out there. The place is very nice.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, if you go out there for a fish fry, check out the restrooms over on the hall side there. They were just recently renovated thanks to one of our members, Matt Hart. He kind of headed that project up. Yep. And just did a bang-up job on it. Got a lot of good members to help him out and stuff on that, and it turned out really nice.
That's good. A guy like that, you know, he could do it all himself, but it's better if somebody helps him.
That's right.
But, you know, when you have somebody that you know knows what they're doing, people want to help.
Right.
And they
right.
don't have to try to figure it all out themselves. He says, screw this in, you go screw it in. You don't have to, they don't need 14 people trying to figure out what to do. You got one guy and take care of it.
Right.
So what do we do with the money? You got anything more you want to throw in there? Besides with the restrooms and stuff?
Well, from a money standpoint, one of our biggest fundraisers is a neurological benefit.
Oh, yeah.
So that weekend we do, what we started here not too long ago was Challenger Baseball on Friday night. So we do at 7 and 8 o'clock, there's the junior and senior league. And then we get into Saturdays, our poker run. We mm-hmm. raffle off the Harley, do that full poker run. And we'll have Roger talk about that a little bit more. And then Sunday, the Courage to Live Foundation comes out, and they run a whole gamut of events and stuff out there. And that's a big fundraiser weekend for them, too.
Mm-hmm. Good. That's
38th annual. Was last year? Yeah, this will be 39?
This is last year's shirt. Yeah, I wore this tonight for that reason, just remind me so I wouldn't forget. This year will be 39 years the Wendelene Sports Club has been doing that for the Neurological Center, doing a benefit weekend. The Neurological Center opened a year earlier, and the second year that got started, and it's still continuing on. And now, you know, turned into having the poker run on Saturday as the event.
And that probably was one of their only forms of income that early, wasn't it?
It was one of their major ones at the start.
We just mean donator or whatever. Over all the years, we probably donated over $200,000 to
them. That's awesome.
The last few years with the poker run, and with giving a bike away, and mm-hmm. I'd like to talk about that a little bit more here later, but we've given, both the last few years been over 20,000.
Over 20, yeah.
From that about
25.
Weekend. And then, about 25. The club donates a portion of our profits off of everything else from the weekend, too, mm-hmm. on top of that. So, it ended up being about 25,000, roughly, that we've been donating from that weekend. So we're pretty proud of that. We've been doing pretty good.
Yes, and that's such an incredibly good thing to donate to. It helps. If it hasn't helped somebody in your family, that's because it's going to sometime. Somebody that you know, somebody that's in your family, that is going to be of a huge benefit.
That's how I got started, Neil.
Like you're saying, that's how we more or less got started. Roger's cousin.
Remember Rick Sutter?
Yes.
Everybody from Fort Recovery pretty much knows Rick Sutter.
I don't think I knew he was your cousin.
I'm half Sutter. My mom was a Sutter from Sharpsburg.
Awesome.
Rick's dad was my uncle, actually one of my favorite uncles. Always had a smile on his face. And Rick looks like his dad.
Yeah, I sort of remember that. I don't remember his dad real well.
Yeah,
but I do remember that Rick looked a lot like
and
him.
And, you know, Rick's gone now. We lost him.
But,
that's how I got started way back when they were at the St. Peter Neurological Center, started out there and installing some equipment. And actually, I'm still on the board of directors for them, so I'm kind of, I don't know if you call that a conflict of interest, you know, being on the club and raising money for them.
That's
being
not
on
a
the
conflict. That's a benefit. That's a really good thing.
But they are incredible, the amount of people they've helped over the years.
Yes.
At no charge to any of their clients.
Yep. And from what I kind of see and hear through the grapevine, there are people from other places far away that come to see what they do and figure out how some bunch of hanyaks out in the middle of nowhere can do such great things with, you know, started off with an abandoned schoolhouse.
It is. It's incredible.
That's not maybe not the best way to put it, but that's kind of what it was, an empty schoolhouse. And can we use this? Yeah, go ahead. And we'll do this. Well, we need a little equipment. I don't know how we're going to get that. And off you go. And now it's a great facility. It's just, it's incredible what that thing is.
Like you started saying, how do we need equipment? How do we get to there? That's a tribute to the people in this area, which all across our country we have good people. But around here, we have awesome people. And most of the equipment that they started with was hand-built by people around here. It's, what do you need? And people start putting things in, building and donating. And like you said, it's just developed and grew and grew. And now the new addition on the center, and that was paid for by donations from the whole area.
I mean, yeah. Good. You know, then there are some people around here, especially farmers after they sell their property or something, that have some money. But if they thought that things weren't being done right there, you wouldn't get a penny from them. When they know that that a facility has helped somebody they know or could help somebody they know, people around here are pretty generous.
It's
just something that you know that everybody knows it's going to affect them someday, even if it hasn't yet. Most people that has affected them some, and they're willing to put their money where their mouth is, where their heart is.
Talking about that with our benefit that we do for the Neurological Center, the Poker Run, some more good people, Niekamp's Flea Market. They let us display the bike out there. He's got it right in front of his counter when you walk in, and they're selling tickets out there for us. So if anybody would like to get a ticket, it's $10 a ticket for the bike. And if you say, well, I don't need a motorcycle, you can take a $16,000 cash option.
That's not too bad.
From the dealer on the bike. For a $10 ticket, that's not too bad.
Yep.
So you give yourself a chance to win the bike, and you're helping the Neurological Center at the same time.
Yeah. So are there other places to buy it, or is that the main place that they're selling tickets?
Like when we do the fish fries, we have them available at the bar there. And then also the members are selling tickets. But the main place besides members selling, now if you see a Wendling Sports Club member, most of them have some tickets for sale.
Yep.
But the main place is at Niekamp's out there. Niekamp's Flea Market on 127.
Yep, and you can look at that beautiful. I haven't looked at it this year, but I think I've seen just about everyone, and I've seen Calvin come getting them out of tin mans when Mike was involved.
That was interesting.
Yeah, it was always an ordeal to get it in and out.
We had to take the door off to get the bike in and out of there. That's one nice thing with Niekamp's. He's got double doors. We can wheel it right in. Wheel it right out. But. Yeah, the bike, we got a black Road King this year, so it's a pretty bike, pretty bike. They can go out and look at it and get their dreams going.
Yeah, that's great.
With gas prices, it'd probably be a good thing to have.
Yes, it would. It would. But if it's a Harley, I don't ride a motorcycle because I'm scared of them. I'm scared of people in cars. That's what I'm scared of, but I love to listen to a motorcycle, a Harley run.
Can't beat the sound of a Harley.
It's beautiful. It's unbelievable. But
I still ride, and like you say, you got to be careful riding anymore.
Well, people are stupid.
Yeah.
All right. Unfortunately, I'm sorry. Yeah, just how it is, and I just can't. I can't trust somebody else.
Do we have time to talk about the poker run yet?
No, we're out of time. Go ahead. talk all you want.
He's talking about that with the bike. We give that away this year, the third Saturday of July, which is the 16th.
16th, yes.
16th. Make sure I got my date right. But it's always the third Saturday of July is the weekend we do the benefit for the Neurological Center. And we'll have Harley tickets, as long as they don't sell out, for sale up to that day. Usually, last few years, we've had... Last year, I think we had a couple hundred going into that day. That was all that left. We sell 3,500 maximum.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the most we'll sell. And we sell
2,400
as a minimum. And the reason we set that up is if we're going to go through all the work to sell the tickets and raise money for the center, we want to at least make a few thousand.
Yes.
Well, every year we've done this, we've had no problem.
We've sold out every year.
We've sold out every year. So the support's been fantastic.
Yeah, and especially some people will... aren't around here till that poker run, so they haven't had an opportunity. Other times, you know, I know people that have bought a ticket, and then especially like if I was sitting up at Tin Man's, and then somebody be talking about it, and they buy another ticket.
Oh yeah!
And then when they go out there, they see that motorcycle and everybody looking at it, and they got, I gotta buy it.
I better
so
get buy two or three chances. More. Yeah,
just you know, yeah, I that my electric bill wasn't so high. Here's I'm buying two more. And, you know, you get people doing that, and it doesn't take long to get those tickets sold, especially when it's right there at that event, and they and everybody don't know if it's really true, but it's a good way to sell tickets. It's the winners always come at the last ones bought.
Right.
That's what everybody says.
Seems to be thought, yeah.
And that probably is right. So doesn't mean you shouldn't buy your tickets now, though.
Yeah, that day they do the run, we do a hog roast with it. We got Dave Laux has done the hog roast for us since the poker run actually started way back at the Flothia Country Club.
Wow.
The same guy.
Oh, yeah, that's the same.
Because when they quit when we took it over. We didn't want to see it die.
Now, did that start at Flothia Country Club when you were there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
The way I remembered it, but that's just, I wasn't sure of that.
Yep. And then Kathy went 19 years before she decided it was enough. And at One Lane Sports Club, we talked about it and said, well, we got room out here. We don't want to see that die. We'll keep it going.
Yeah.
So this is our seventh year.
This will be our seventh year. And Mike Tin was a big contributor to us getting started. And if it wasn't for Mike, I don't think we would have ever even considered getting into it because none of us are really big, you know, Harley guys and knew much about poker runs. But, you know, Mike displayed a bike for us until he sold the bar. And then even Brick Street Tavern housed it for us 1 year, you know, and it just got to be too much trying to get that bike in and out of there. But Mike got us rolling on that. And again, if it wasn't for the Flothia Country Club, it's nothing we would have ever started, you know. So we got to take our hats off to them for starting that up, you know.
Yep. So that's, so what else goes on that weekend or that day, I should say?
Well, that day, the sign in starts at noon. I know we have the first bike out at 1:00. And then the last bike in at 5:30, and then their price is $15 a person, or if they've got a couple, $25 for a couple on the bike. Their meal, the hog roast meal, is included in that price. A lot of poker runs don't do that. They charge extra for the meal. We include it. There'll be a 50-50 drawing. We've got a $100 prize for the largest group. There's a $500 and a $300 and a $200 prizes for the best poker hands. So there's some money to be won that day.
That's pretty good.
And it's always a fun ride. And what?
So where does the ride go? Can you give us a general idea anyway?
Can't tell you.
Okay.
Can't tell you. No, I haven't put the run together yet.
Okay. But it's generally
We usually try to keep it around between 80 to 100 miles, give or take. And then, try to do a pick a loop somewhere, three stops. We start out at One Lane Sports Club. I do three stops, try to space them out somewhat evenly if you can, you know.
Yeah.
And then end up back at the club. And then they draw their cards when they get back. And then the fun begins. Everybody starts getting their anticipation on who's going to win the bike.
That's pretty good. And so on the hog roast, for people that aren't doing the poker run, can they go out and buy tickets for the
It's usually
hog
a donation
roast?
For the meal.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. But yeah, we do that. You can, if you're not in the poker run, but you want to come out and see what's going on and get in on the hog roast supper, you can. Mm-hmm. And we don't set a price, but do your free will donation.
Yeah, so,
and everybody's usually pretty generous with that.
Yeah,
and,
but because they know they're going to give it to St. Peter Neurological
it
Center.
It all goes to the center.
Yeah, so,
yep.
So
we don't
yeah.
keep any of it.
Yep. So that's
just enough to pay expenses.
Yep. So that's really good.
Yep.
And that's a great way to use a facility like you have out there. It needs to be used, like our Ambassador Park, like a lot of the parks around here. If they just sit there looking pretty, that's nice, but it doesn't do anything when there's so many things you can do with it to help, for either just
people
for entertainment
needy.
Or to help places that need some help. That's always a good thing. So anything else go on that day?
That's pretty much it for the day of the poker run.
Saturday's pretty much dedicated to that poker run, you know. And then Sunday is what brings on the rest of the events. Now, the Courage to Live Foundation, Roger, you know how that all got started? Yep.
Let's take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll talk about that and give you a chance to put your notes together. Back
Sounds
in just
good.
A minute.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramble with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. FortRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
This is the first thing you hear after the power goes out. Silence. But that doesn't last very long. The next thing you hear is complaining, then the inevitable whining. No TV, no power for laptops and tablets. How long do you think their cell phone will last without a recharge? How about your cell phone? Now's the time to call Reasoner Energy and talk about Generac generators. Not only do they operate quietly, a Generac generator from Reasoner will silence complaining and whining. Call 419-678-4858.
Wayne Street Market has your solution for Lent. Every Friday during Lent, they'll be serving their famous fish dinners for $8.99, which includes three pieces of freshly fried fish, your choice of two side dishes, and a roll. And you can also get their family fish dinner, which is a full pound of their freshly fried fish, your choice of 2 1-pound side dishes, and four rolls. Be sure to call ahead and place your order at 375-2865 so you can avoid the lines and to be sure they haven't run out of fish that day. Make Wayne Street Market your Lent headquarters every Friday during Lent. There's no school this Friday, so our library is holding a special event. Bingo at the library for kids ages pre-K through 5th grade. You don't need to pre-register, and there's no charge. All you need to do is show up and have lots of fun. This Friday afternoon at 1:30, bingo for kids pre-K through 5th grade at our library. Stop by and have fun.
No, I'm going to have that stuck in my head.
That's good for you. That's the no school on Friday, so they're having little kids bingo at the library.
There we go.
Yep,
we
it's
go.
Awesome. They do a lot of really neat stuff at the library. So we were talking about
the Courage to Live.
Courage to Live on that neurological weekend and whatever, yeah, that whole thing.
They do the Sunday activities out there, and they started actually... Paul Moeller from Maria Stein, and Paul's gone now. Paul was a huge supporter of the Neurological Center back when it started. And I think, if I'm not wrong, he started the Courage to Live Foundation the same year that they started the center. And then the next year, we joined in with them and had it end out at the do their drawing. They do a ticket drawing also on Sunday and had it end out at the club on the Sunday. And... Paul and his family ran it for 20 years, and they finally, after Paul died, his family ran it a few more years, and they ended up with 20. And then the Homan family from St. Henry, the Tile Yard Homan family, Al Homan and that group, they ran it for 5 years. And then a group from Burgessville ran it for 5 years, and then COVID jumped in there and took one year out of it, got skipped. Then now there's another group from down the area that are taking over again, so keeping it going. But they at one time were involved with the entire weekend, but now with us having a poker run on Saturday, they just do the Sunday, and they do a walk for courage, they call it, in the morning, which is for the patients to take a walk. We block the road off, and the patients and their families will take a short walk up and down the road. Some may be in wheelchairs, some in walkers, some walking, just all depends on their condition and such. And they usually get a big kick out of doing that. And,
yeah.
Well, there's a mass first, isn't there?
Well, that's true, yeah. Don't forget to skip that.
Oh, yeah.
We have Father
Louis Schmidt.
Father Louis Schmidt, yeah. Couldn't come up with his name for a second. He comes out and does the outdoor mass for us, and he does a really great job. He has all his equipment. He used to be in the military chaplain.
Oh.
So he has all that same equipment from doing the masses in the military, and he really enjoys coming out and doing that.
That's cool.
Yeah. And so we do a mass at 10, I think we changed it to
10 a.m.
10 a.m. now. And then the walk is after that, and then they do some bingo up at the building in our hall. And
is that bingo open to the public?
Yes.
Okay, I figured it was, but...
Yep, they do that, and they do a few other I'm not sure.
We're actually talking about some new people running it this year. They're talking about maybe doing some duck races. So, yeah, you know, I'm sure everybody remembers the Fort Recovery. Maryhopper Christian Church used to do the horse races. And we end up, for the Knights of Columbus, we end up taking the horses off of those same poles, and we put the ducks on when the avian bird flu came around here.
Oh, yeah.
And we still have those ducks on the poles in the basement of the KSC Hall, and I think they're going to let us use those for that benefit weekend. We're going to do some duck races with those out there.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yep. Just fun stuff.
Yeah. And like I said, some new people taking over the Courage to Live, so they want to try some new things. And
why not?
And then they end up with their ticket drawing at the end Sunday afternoon, and they have done incredible the last... The new people that took over, 15 years ago, it kept growing and growing, and I don't know what they're all doing, selling their tickets and getting donations, but last year, weren't they at like 30?
Over 30.
I thought it was pushing 35,000 that they donated.
Wow.
On top of our 22 to 25 that we donated. So they do an incredible job. Yeah, so really, really glad and proud to work with them.
Yeah, and that's... And that money all goes or mostly goes to the neurological?
All, 100% goes to the neurological.
So you're donating on Saturday. They're making...
And they finish up on Sunday.
And I know it costs... If the building was free, it costs a lot of money to maintain and keep things up and have the people going on. So, yeah, that sounds like a lot of money. And what are they going to do with that? They're just going to put it in the bank?
it takes money to run the center, I'll tell you that.
And I'm sure they're coming up. There's coming up with new equipment all the time that improves the quality of life for people with any kind of disability like that.
And there's actually a waiting list to get into the center.
Yeah,
so
I don't doubt that.
Yeah,
because they've proven almost from the first day how much good that therapy type of thing can do. And if I remember right, back when Rick had his accident, that kind of thing was really new and kind of people were thinking that's kind of far out stuff. That's hokum.
I think a lot of the medical field around here has said exactly what you're saying.
That's
hokey pokey. And But over time, it's proved itself.
Absolutely. And everybody around here has seen what that can do. It might not get somebody back to 100%, but they can make people mobile that weren't mobile, able to do things, working through strokes and things like that, the things that they shouldn't be able to do that they can do now, like write or even talk better. There's all kinds of things that those things do. And it's just,
I was going to say that exactly like you said. It doesn't, there's no guarantees it's going to make you 100% again, but over the years I've seen so many different improvements. And of course, everybody's case is different.
Correct.
Whatever damage they had from the stroke or whatever, everybody's different, but seeing some crazy, well, good improvements.
Mm-hmm. So, we've kind of covered that weekend. What other things? Mother's Day things?
Every Mother's Day we do just the barbecue chicken dinners. We have the barbecue building out there, and we do a lot of barbecue. Yep. And as a matter of fact, we're talking about the Knights of Columbus. We just did the pork chops for their pork chop dinner. We cooked those for them. So hopefully, if anybody got those, I hope they enjoyed those.
Just this last weekend.
And Mother's Day is May 8th, and if you find a club member, they can sell you a ticket for $8 and get you a barbecue chicken dinner, which you can pick up from 4 to 6 on May 8th. On
Mother's Just pull Day. Up out there, they get it to you. And
yep.
We do all pre-sale, obviously, so we know how many to make.
Yeah. You that's pull you need up to get or come in, you know.
Oh, yeah. Come in, sit down, chit-chat at the bar.
All right.
Yep. It's a good idea. People do that with a fish fry I see all the time. Mm-hmm. They'll come in and... They'll see Nick sell them carryout tickets, and the bartender say, "You want me to get those?" "No, not yet. I got to talk to this guy for a while.
I might have a beverage first."
And then then when they're ready to go, they'll give them the ticket. So that's always a good thing. Come around, hang around with your friends. What else we got?
So everybody knows tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day, and in St. Henry they have their big event over there, and they have a parade at 2:30.
Sunday.
We will have that. We're taking the bike out of Neucamp Farm Market there, and we're going to run it through that parade. So if anybody's interested what that bike looks like, it will be in the parade on Sunday.
It'll be on a trailer. It won't be driven.
No. Yeah, yeah. It'll be on a trailer.
No, because you don't want to be trying to ride a motorcycle in a parade. That
well, we
go
want
10
winner.
Feet and stop.
We want the winner to get a brand new bike.
Yeah, too.
No
yeah.
miles.
Yeah, you don't want to lay it over when a horse turns around and comes at you. So, let's see. Wintertime, you guys do some chicken stuff, fish buffets? You have some of those at specific times, or just kind of watch and see when they come up?
Usually, well, I tell you anymore, the club is rented out quite a bit. We have a hall, mm-hmm. and it's rented out quite a bit. So it's hard to get open Saturdays or weekends to try to do something like that. But we did have one this year. We usually have it in end of October, 1st of November.
Mm-hmm.
And then usually from November till middle of January, it's booked for either Christmas or parties, or mm-hmm. I mean, there's anymore, there's anniversaries out there, you know,
weddings,
yeah, small weddings and mm-hmm. stuff like that. I mean, you can on the weddings, you can rent both sides. I hate to put a price out there and be wrong, but I think it's
reasonable
$350 or $400 for both sides,
reasonable, so
it's very reasonable. We supply usually the bartenders or whatever for those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think we talked about this earlier, but I don't remember if it was on the air. Members can rent it out. The general public can't.
No, actually, the general public can rent it.
Oh, okay.
Yep. And, but like Nick said, it depends on availability. But if somebody does want to rent it, Karen Wendell is our contact, mm-hmm. and I've got her number here.
If
you want me to put that out. It's 419-852-5918, and that's Karen Wendell, and she's the one that handles the scheduling for the hall.
Yep. Can they also contact them through the Facebook page, or is that?
No, usually through Karen.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm not a Facebook user. I can't answer that. I'm too old.
So 852-5918, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yep. So so that's available.
We also do an event Labor Day weekend, which is it's actually the only ball tournament we run anymore, and it's not really even the Wendling Sports Club that's running it. We get some outside guys to come in and run it and make them a pretty good deal. They bring the ball teams in for us, and we have the food and the beverages out there, and it's usually a really good time.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
I try to get out there every year for at least a day or two.
Well, we see out there every year,
yeah. And one of the highlights for me is the kiddie tractor pull.
Oh, yeah.
I got no
kids
in it. Yeah. I just, what I really, really like is when some stupid adult thinks they can get on that tractor and pedal that. They always end up
surely,
on their back.
That surely hasn't happened out there.
And there's always somebody that well, that can't be too hard. And if the seat and the pedal were in the right places, they could probably do pretty well, but their knees are beside their head, and as soon as they put a good strong pedal to it, the tractor just flips over backwards. And everybody loves that. Everybody wants to see somebody do that every year. And
good entertainment.
Yes, it is. Plus, the kids are just awesome.
It's amazing how many people that draws to watch their kids and the grandparents. And,
yeah, oh, yeah.
That draws a large crowd.
It does.
And does Les Potcutter usually announce that?
Yeah, he's a great announcer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's always encouraging the kids, and he's kidding the parents, and it's just fun.
Yeah.
It's just fun out there. Horseshoe tournament that weekend, right?
Yep. Yes. Yes.
And
we do a horseshoe tournament for the neurological weekend as well.
Anytime we got something going on, there's a horseshoe tournament.
Yep. And if there isn't a tournament, there's guys out there just throwing to throw anyway.
Sure.
Which is I can't throw one from here to the wall, but I love to sit and watch it. I just like to see those guys doing that stuff. It's amazing.
Now, we did talk a little before about new members, didn't we?
Let's.
You know, we are open to new members. We have been growing. It's been going pretty good. We ask our new members that, like any club, we would like them to participate. We like to tell everybody we're not going to work your rear end off, but we do like to see you chip in, you know, and that's the old saying, many hands make light work.
Yeah.
And we've been getting some really great new members that are willing to chip in here and there, and that's all it takes.
You know?
And if they can if they're willing or somebody wants to join, if they know a member, like we did mention that before, you need to be brought up by a member at our meetings, and they'll be talked about, and for the good people, well, they'll be a member, and we will be happy.
And the dues are $1,000?
Dues are $1,000 minus, I think it all ends up being $35 a year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and that includes your spouse, too, if you want to sign up.
That's husband and wife.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. Yeah.
That's great.
So, yeah, it's been going good.
You know, that is, and you guys do such good stuff. It's just, it's great. Let's take another break. We'll come back and kind of wrap stuff up and touch on anything we haven't touched on. And we'll be back in just a minute. We're wrapping up with Wendelene Sports Club.
Forrest Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Forrest, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Forrest Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Forrest Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
If you're like me, then finding a job that fits your timeline is vital for you to be able to work at all. Cooper Farms lets me set my own schedule so that I can work when I have the time to. No one should have to choose between their family and their career. Thanks to Cooper Farms, you don't have to. With locations Van Wert, Paulding, Mercer County, and beyond, Cooper Farms has the flexibility and competitive pay I needed to work without sacrificing time with my family. Visit CooperFarmsJobs.com to find your new job today. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 begins an interesting business year. Has your business experienced change within your operation? Or maybe you've undergone the loss of internal critical personnel, a trusted banker, or advisor. Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action on how to navigate these challenges in your business. Let me help with this plan. See me, Chad Guggenbiller, at 419-852-4049. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning.
Wow. The Win on the Wabash is excited to announce an exclusive St. Patrick's Day interview with each of our headlining entertainment acts for this year, Jake Worthington and Drew Parker. Drew and Jake join me, RJ, virtually starting at 7 p.m. on March 17th to talk about their careers, music, and excitement for this year's WOW. You can watch live on the WOW Super Raffle Facebook page or on our YouTube channel, WOW Raffle. You can also listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio. So come shamrock and roll with me, Jake Worthington, and Drew Parker on March 17th as we get pumped up for the 2022 Win on the Wabash.
Welcome back. Insight. And we're talking with the folks from the Wendelene Sports Club. We have Roger Speck. We have
Nick Brugman.
Nick Brugman. I can't think of your last name, Nick.
That's
and,
quite all right.
And Calvin Hobbs May. So we've been talking about all kinds of stuff going on. And obviously the main thing going on right now is the fish fries every Friday during Lent. As long as we can get fish.
Correct. Yeah. Still good so far, yeah.
We're good for 2 more weeks, and then after that, I told everybody that comes in the door, you will know, or either put it on Facebook, or I will tell you the last week, you know, okay, we might not be able to get fish, but...
Yeah. We're working with some different suppliers right now, so hopefully that all comes through.
I hope so, too, and speaking for me only, if the price of the dinner has to go up, I'm okay with that. But
unfortunately, right now prices are going
somebody,
crazy. Yeah.
A husband and wife with 6 kids might not be in the same boat as me, but you know, I'm okay with a little higher price because it's, you know, it's a great social event, really. You see everybody mm-hmm. and their brother out there. So,
yeah.
You guys do the 50-50.
Yes, our 50-50s. So obviously we give away half, and the other half that we take in, we actually donate all that. We don't keep any of the 50-50 ourselves. The last few years we've done 3 or 4, whether it's a family or an organization or whatever, mm-hmm. we always find somebody, and that's voted on by the members who we want to give that money to. And it's usually...
One year was $650 to 4 different places. Last year, due to everything down a little bit, everybody was kind of scared to get out, and we did a lot of just carryouts and stuff like that. It was like 350s to three different places. So
we wait till the end of Lent, and you know, all the 50-50s, our half, add together, and then, like Calvin said, we had a meeting, we'll discuss some people who know somebody that needs is hurting at the time, could use some money, and then we vote on where it should go, and we give it away.
Yep. So, as far as financial stability, you guys seem to be doing okay money-wise, because the grounds seem to always be in very good shape. Roofs aren't falling in, and grass isn't growing.
Roger called me 14 years ago on a Sunday afternoon and said, you know, would you like to be treasurer? And then I think I, at the age I was or whatever, I think I was down for a little nap, and I woke up, and for some crazy reason, I said yes. And so 14 years later, I'm still treasurer. But yeah,
right now,
we're, you know, we're holding our own. You know, we.
When did we put the new building on, Nick? Was that 10, 12 years?
12 years ago. It'd be 12 years ago
this year. When we decided to put the new addition on, the big addition, and like we talked earlier, that's over the old restrooms, and we used that to grandfather that in, and we put the hall on and our new the clubhouse with the kitchen. We had quite a few members thought that we are going to be hurting for a long time.
Yeah.
I think Nick will tell you, we're ahead of schedule. We're doing good.
That's really good because that gives you space to do some events that you weren't doing before,
them better. That was a game changer. And the hall was the size hall we did. Of course, all kinds of discussions when we're building, how big and all that. But the size we did is so many people like the size. It's not too big, but it's not too small. You can do a small wedding.
Yeah,
you can do your family reunions.
If you have 50 people in there, they don't feel like they're lost.
Oh yeah.
But you can still get a couple of hundred in there, probably.
About 180 is, I think, what we kind of figured for seating in that hall side.
On the hall side. But you can.
And if somebody does have a wedding, Nick mentioned that before, there where they need a little more room, we will rent them the clubhouse room.
Yeah.
But like he said, that's we got to have our bartenders there. But so then they can get over that 200 seating capacity.
Yeah.
But it's been used a lot. Yeah. A lot. Yeah.
It's booked a lot.
Yeah.
And probably because it's booked a lot, one of the reasons for that is because you guys take care of it and treat them like...
Everybody likes it, Neil, for the fact that it's on a back road.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to, say it's in the summertime, you can let your kids run.
Yeah.
Yes.
You don't have to worry about somebody coming and grabbing it and taking run to the city or to a dump and stuff them in a dump or something. You know what I mean?
We got the playground equipment out there.
Yeah. There's a place to run.
Yeah. And it's a neat place. Got the trees, got the shade. If you don't want to be in the shade, you can go be in the sun. You can, you know.
No steps anywhere to get in.
Now, do you guys still do bands and or DJs on certain
Labor Day weekend? We usually do a DJ or some kind of karaoke or something.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of members push that because they're into the karaoke.
And if they're into it, great. If they're going to come support it, that's
just
awesome.
Unfortunate. We talked earlier about the beginning days. The Woods parties were huge. The bands out there and everything was huge. That's all kind of fallen to the wayside a little bit. But I don't know if it's just the idea there's so many more options for people to do now.
Yeah.
And it's a different world now.
And I don't know how much you know about me, Mio, but I never liked music, so I
that's our dancing machine over there.
Okay. But that's probably worth the price of admission, just seeing dancing.
They don't call him Happy Feet for nothing.
Anything else we want to kind of go over again? How about just hitting the schedule real quick? The Mother's Day.
Mother's Day, May 8th. There'll be pre-sale barbecue chicken dinners for $8. And then your logical weekend will be July 15th through 17th. And then Labor Day, which is Labor Day weekend. That's September 2nd through the 5th. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of our big events and stuff we have going on this summer.
Yep. And the Neurological Center weekend includes the poker run and the Harley giveaway and all that. So
then about the last 3 or 4 years on Friday night, we've been doing Challenger Baseball.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So that's been a big draw. It gets bigger every year.
I love that.
I do that as a benefit for them and offer them the place to do it, and they love it, and they get a big turnout. Yeah, they get a big turnout.
Yep. That's
we have a lot of fun watching them.
Yeah, it's yeah. neat. I just enjoy that.
The players, you could just see the joy on their faces out there. They're having a ball.
Yep. And you know, we have it at our Jubilee. They try to go to every community picnic. We have it at our Jubilee, and then I help them with the muscular dystrophy. Well, it's the multiple donations tournament now.
Right. Yeah, they changed.
They come out and play what used to be the celebrity game when they were on TV. They'd get TV people to come play and local guys. And then when they had the big-time bowlers, the big tournament they had at Playmore Lanes, when it was on those weekends, those guys would come out and play. They've moved that to a different weekend. And somebody said, why don't we do Challenger Baseball? And everybody looked at each other and thought, we should have been doing that for 40 years.
Great
that's,
idea.
That's exactly why we were doing what we were doing. And not one person thought about that for 40 years. And now that they've do that, people, of course, that's the only game going on, but everybody's there cheering for those kids.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of people
going
to be there anyway, and they love it.
In our last 3-4 years, it just gets bigger every year.
Yep.
It just grows.
And those just watching those kids, it is so much fun. They have so much fun. Mm-hmm. I just love it. I appreciate you guys coming on. Thanks for coming.
Thank you for having us, Neil.
And we appreciate it. And let's kind of figure on doing this every year, maybe before the fish fry or something.
Okay.
But whenever you think it might be the best time. So we're getting in the middle of the fish fry this year, but still got. I can tell you, the fish is excellent, and the side dishes are great. And there's plenty of them, like French fries. Nachos with cheese, pudding, soup, and we talked about the
salad, coleslaw.
The coleslaw that you know, they're just all this stuff that's just outstanding. It's just really good stuff. So thank you guys for coming in, and we'll be back next week. And stay tuned for Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee, coming up right after this.
Thank you for staying tuned to Insight with Mr. Jack Stogler, right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. This show was being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors you heard during the show. Thank you.